All right, maybe that's better. Okay. Today we'll discuss issues of Parshas Zohar, maybe start doing some in Yom Purim, and then maybe a couple of shurim next week as well on Yom Purim. We've often mentioned the Taras Konin, the Sifra, and Parshas B'chukosai, that tells us that the term Zohar doesn't merely mean to remember, but Sechira always requires Shiteishon B'ficha, that there must be some expression. The examples that the Sifra writes is the Mitzvah of Kiddush, Zohar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho, where in Hava Mina, the Sifra writes, Yachol B'libcha. Maybe you think that all that's necessary is to literally remember the fact that it's Shabbos. So the Sifra writes, obviously, that can't be. A person must know that it's Shabbos. There's Nisr Malacha, Shamar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Hare Shmira Saleh Vamura. Already the Torah tells us you must be aware that it's Shabbos. What do we mean by Zachar? Shetehe Shona B'ficha, that there must be some expression. And this is what the Gemara comments in Brachos and Davchav, Shavuos and Davchav, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, that Zechira Shabbos must be expressed through Dibur. The Minchas Chinuch, for example, in the very beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, discusses this issue. Could a person fulfill, for example, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos al Yedei Hirhur? And he refers you to this Sifra, the Toras Konim, Shetei Shona B'ficha. And the Sifra continues and tells us the same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek, that maybe again, Yachol B'libcha, maybe Zohar Esa Asher Asalach HaMalek simply means be aware, remember, that can't be. Because the Apostle concludes and tells us at the very end of the Parsha, Lo Sishkach. Lo Sishkach means Hare Shichas Leiv Amura. Already the Torah tells us you can't forget. So Amani Mekayim Zohar, what do we mean by that? Again, Sheteishon B'ficha, that some type of expression is necessary. So the Gemara tells us, Shona Beficha, that is critical in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. What exactly that means, however, Shona Beficha, that's subject to many deos in Rishonim. The Rambam mentions the obligation of Zechira Samalek in Perakei Halacha Hei of Hilchos Malachim. It's interesting that there in the very same halacha, the Ram discusses the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek and the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. The fact that the Rambam places them in the same halacha again seems to indicate that there is a clear relationship that we'll discuss between the mitzvah of Zechira and the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek. But the Rambam writes that this is a mitzvah that we are faced with, the mitzvah of Zachar Es Hasher Asalach HaMalek. And the Rambam writes, so mitzvahs say Lizkor Tamid. The Rambam says this is Lizkor Tamid. This is an ongoing obligation. And then the Rambam refers you to the Sifra, Mipi HaShmuel Lamdu, that Zachar is Bepeh, Lo Sishkach is Belev, and that is the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. So the Rambam writes, some type of Hazkara Bepeh is required, and how often does one do so? Lizkor Tamid. In this context, Perakei Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever to Parsha Zachar. You will find, obviously, Parsha Zachar in the Rambam, but in a very different context, in Perakut Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. When the Rambam enumerates all the parshios that you read throughout the year, so among the Seder HaKriya Shalkol HaShana, the Rambam includes Parsha Zachar. But the Rambam does not tell us that Parsha Zachar plays any role in this mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. Poshim Shad, according to the Rambam, there is no special significance to the Kriya of Parsha Zachar, any different than other of the Dalar Parshas. The mitzvah of Zechira Samalek is fulfilled bepeh, and this is an obligation which is Lizkor Tamid. We've often discussed, what exactly does that mean, Halach Lamaisa? When the Rambam writes Lizkor Tamid, one possibility is that it means a daily obligation. This is what the Stipler expresses in the Chibur on Brachos and Simen Chafei, that you often find in the Rambam Shita, that if there is a mitzvah that the Torah says you must fulfill, and the Torah does not tell us how often to do so, perhaps it means that minimally, once a day, each and every day, Pamachas Beyom, and there are many examples, and we discussed earlier Shiurim Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam begins, Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Saseli Hispala B'chol Yom. Person is obligated to daven each and every day. So if you look, for example, in Kesef Mishnah, you look in the Mabit and Kriya Sefer, here the Mabit comments that the Torah tells us, and the Rambam assumes that drasha of Avodah Shebelev Zutfila that the Rambam quotes, the Gemara in the beginning of Tainus, that's really a drasha Gemara, that's not just an asmachta. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of davening. The Rambam counts that in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah A. But even if you grant that position that there is such a mitzvah, so how often is this fulfilled? The Rambam writes, Mitzvah say the Yispalo, b'chol yom, a person is obligated to daven each and every day. Pashem Shat, the Rambam is assuming that if the Torah says this is what you must always do, it means on a daily basis. The same thing is true when it comes to tefillin, for example. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, right, an important comment regarding tefillin, that the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillin is pamachas biyom. The Torah tells us you're obligated to put on tefillin. It doesn't tell us when. So there's certain times that are excluded. Right, Laila may or may not be zman tefillin. The Rambam passes to paskin that midaraisa Laila is not zman tefillin. The Rambam passes to Shabbos and Yantif is lav zman tefillin. But forget about those exclusions. What about b'chol? How often do you have to put on tefillin? So the Kesef Mishnah writes that the mitzvah d'araisa is once a day, each and every day. The reason the Kesef Mishnah discusses this in Perakei V'chus Yisodei HaTorah is that the Rambam discusses the need to be moser nefesh, kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara tells us a story in Shabbos Nefkuf Lamed and Shabbos earlier as well about Elisha Bal Kanafayim, who was being willing to be moser nefesh, wearing tefillin even b'shas hashmad, but bottom line is when he was confronted, he took them off. So in that context, the Kesef Mishnah discusses what is the extent of the mitzvah tefillin. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, the mitzvah d'araisa is once a day, each and every day, wearing it above and beyond that. It might be a kiyum d'araisa, but that's not part of the mitzvah d'araisa as a mitzvah chiyuvis each and every day. So you find this when it comes to tefillin, you find it when it comes to the mitzvah tefillah, Pashav Shat, the Gemara Rashan Dav Chavches, when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, Kol Sevarcho Es B'nei Yisrael. How often? Pashav Shat, once a day, each and every day. That's what the Rishon discussed in that Gemara. If a Kohen will duchen various times in the day, is that even considered to be Baltosif? Because Midaraisa, once a day, each and every day, is considered to be the appropriate time. So perhaps this is true. The Rambam does not write so explicitly. The Rambam just says, Lizkor Tamid. And then the Rambam writes that this Sechira should be Bepeh. But how often do you do it? So perhaps, according to the Rambam, Sheet, it means once a day, each and every day. I've often mentioned the Magen Avram in Hochos Kriya Shema and Simen Samach, where the Magen Avram writes, in the name of earlier Midrashim, that if you look in the Birchos Kriyashma and in Kriyashma, you'll find references to all the Sheish Zechiros. Right? When we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim explicitly in the third parsha of Kriyashma. And Vekeirav Tanu, Uvana Vacharta, is a reference to Mamen Har Sinai. And the Magen Avraham writes, the Shimcha HaGadol, in Birchos Kriyashma, Vekeirav Tanu, the Shimcha HaGadol. Shimcha HaGadol is a reference to Zechiras Amalek, because after all, the Torah tells us in Parshas Beshalach, Kied al Kei Ska, Nechama Hashem ba Malek Midor Dor. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that Ein Shmo Shalem, and Ein Kiso Shalem, Ad Shimacho, Shmo Shal Amalek. So therefore, what does it mean when we spell out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishimcha Agadol? It's a reference again to Zechiras Amalek. The Magen Avraham writes, you look in Kriyashma, in Birchus Kriyashma, you will find references to all the Sheish Zechiros, because this is an obligation of Lizkar Tamid. Rashi even quotes in the beginning of Maseches Brachos of Gimel and Aleph that this is the Pirush of Yehei Shmei Rabba, according to the Machzor Vitri, that Yehei Shmei, that the Shem Yud Kei, the Shem Hashem, which in a certain sense now is incomplete, Rabba, let it become the full Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Right? That's part of the Tefillah. Tosus rejects the Machzor Vitri. Tosus says he doesn't think that that is Pshat in Yehei Shmei Rabba. Because according to Machzor Vitri, it's let the shame, which is Yudkei Rabbah, means become great. Tosa says it doesn't seem that way from the Gemara. Because the Gemara writes that Yehei Shmo HaGadol, not that Yigdol, it will become great. Let the great name of Hashem. So Tosa disagrees just in terms of how you should explain the words of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. But this is the Chiddush of Machzor Vitri, that every time we say Kaddish, there's a reference to Zechiras Amalek. And many of the practice, of course, as you know, at the end of davening, each day to recite the Sheish Zechiros explicitly. Because after all, the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Zechira is one of Lizkor Tamid, and the Rambam refers you to the Sifra that writes that Zechira must be Bepeh. So, this is interesting, the Rambam's Chiddush regarding Zechira in general, but for our purposes, in terms of Parsha Zachar, the Rambam does not have any added significance to Parsha Zachar at all. It's one of the kriyos, that minyana diyoma, and therefore it's one of the dalet parshios, But you don't get the impression at all that it is anything more than that in terms of the fulfillment of Zechiras Amalek. The one who raises the possibility that no, that what exactly is the Pshat in the Sifra, if you look in the Ramban, in the very end of Parshas Kisetzi, the Ramban is explicit. The Ramban quotes the Sifra, Shona Baficha, and the Ramban writes, V'lo yadati mahi ha-zechira hazu bepeh. The Ramban writes explicitly, I'm uncertain as to what the Sifra is referring to when it mentions bepeh. Does it simply mean just verbally to do so? Or does it mean that no, shenikra parsha samalek b'tzibur? Or does it mean a kriya ready mitoch haksav? Shenikra parsha samalek b'tzibur. Interesting that the Ramban uses the term of the kriya saparsha, but also b'tzibur that we'll soon see. Maybe there's an element of tzibur which is necessary for the kriya of parsha zachar. But this already is the suffix of the Ramban. It's clear that hirhur is insufficient, yachal b'libcha, but no, we require shona b'ficha. So does that mean, like the Rambam writes, that zachar b'peh? Or does it mean a kriya mitoch haksav? Tosus, this is the shita that we are very familiar with, the Tosus and Brachos and Afyud Gimel Medalev, and the Tosus and Megillah and Afyud Zayin Medbeis, where the Gemara seems to allude to a chiyuv of kriya saparsha min hatori. Right, the Sugin Brachos and Afyud Gimel raises the following issue. When it comes to certain parshios, can they be read b'choloshon or not read b'choloshon? Kriya Shema, other such parshios. So Tosfos points out, where do you have Kriya Saparsha, which is Daraisa? And that's where Tosfos lists, right, Parsha Zachar. There are other Rishonim that list even Parshas Parah. But that's the Tosfos, and Brachos Dafyud Gimel, Megillah Dafyud Zayin, that no, mi Daraisa. We require a kriya mitoch haksav. That's sugin Megillah and Daf Yitzayin Beis Yechesim and Aleph. The Gemara says, for example, that if a person is kore bal peh, if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotzei. Why not? The Gemara has the following drasha. Because when it comes to Amalek in Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk says ksov zos zikaron b'sefer. When it comes to Amalek, it's explicit. Ksov zos zikaron b'sefer. That's not referring necessarily to our regular chiyuv of zechira, but that's true when it comes to Amalek, so zos ikram b'sefer. When it comes to Megillah, the pasuk tells us, hayamim ha'ila nizkarim b'nasim. The Gemara has a gzera shava, zikaron nizkarim, that just as so zos ikram b'sefer when it comes to Amalek, so too that the kriyas ha-Megillah must be mitoch haksav. So according to Tosfos, Ksozal Sikram B'Sefer is not just simply, that's what Bnei Yisrael were told years and years ago, to do so as a remembrance, but the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek Midaraisa is Zikaron B'Sefer, and therefore there is a need for a Kriya, which is Mitoch HaKsav. So the Rambam doesn't ascribe any special significance to Parsha Zachar. The Chiddush of Tosfos Hashita, no, that is the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. We pointed out that the Ramban stresses the word b'tzibur as well. This diuk is also found in the Rush, in the Sugi and Brachos, and Daf Mem Zayinu Beis. That's the Sugi we've also discussed in the past, that Rabbi Eliezer nichnas lebeis HaKnesses, lo matzah ba'asar, he didn't have his minyan, shichra avdala shlima la'asar. He was mashachra David Knani in order to complete the minyan. So Tosfos in the Rush, see, isn't this a very great chiddush? That you can be Meshachar and Eved for Tefillah B'Tzibur. Why is that such a great Chiddush? Because the Gemara says it's an Issa Daraisa to be Meshachar and Eved. No, La'olam Bem Tavodu, Ve'ikra Chafei. La'olam Bem Tavodu. And here the Gemara answers that no, that Mitzvah Shani. What do you mean Mitzvah Shani? What's the Mitzvah? Tzibur? So Tosa says a very great Chiddush that Mitzvah Shani, the Girsa we have in the Gemara is, what do you mean? Isn't that a Mitzvah Babi Avera? Doing an Avera to accommodate a mitzvah. No mitzvah of Avera. The grand answer is mitzvah derabim shani. This is a mitzvah derabim. But Tosa says a mitzvah derabim, this is all true only drabanan. Tefillah b'tzibur. So Tosa says you see a very great chiddush in the Gemara, an unbelievable chiddush, that a mitzvah derabim derabanan take precedence over an issa daraisa diyachid. On the hierarchy of things, when you have a conflict, which one outweighs the other? A mitzvah derabim, even if it's only a din derabanan, will outweigh a mitzvah deyachid. And that's what Tosas discusses when it comes to cases of Avelus. If you hold Avelus as Daraisa, so what would happen on the very last day of Yontif? That's what Tosas discusses. In Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, in Moikat Daf Yedal Abeis, on the last day of Yontif, the mitzvah of Simcha is only Drabanon. Avelus, potentially, could be Daraisa. That's the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of the Gonim. Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So Tosos writes a great Kiddush, it doesn't matter. Even if Yontif is only Drabanon, the last day of Yontif, and Avelus is Daraisa, but the Gemara just got through saying, a mitzvah Darabim, Drabanon, will take precedence over a mitzvah Yachid Daraisa. So Tosos writes, even if I will grant your position that Avelus is Daraisa, still, Simchas Yontif will take precedence over Avelus, even on the last day of Yontif, because Simcha Drabanon is a mitzvah Drabim that takes precedence over Avelus Diachim. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos in the Rash. When the Rash puts forth this argument, you see a great Chiddush, a mitzvah Drabim is a mitzvah Chamura, even if it's only a Din Drabanon, the Rash just adds the following line. And don't tell me that, what was the context of Rabbi Eliezer Shich Rabbi Lashon Masara, that it was referring to Parsha Zohar? Because had that been the case, the Gemara would have mentioned it. Now, the Gemara is very misleading. If it only applies only in Parsha Zohar, the Gemara wouldn't have presented it as though this is generally true. You walk away from the Gemara, you get the impression you're allowed to do this. The Rush says maybe you're only allowed to do it for Parsha Zohar. No, the Gemara would have said so. But just the following diuk in the Rush, and how would that have helped? Let's assume, for example, it was referring to Parsha Zachar. So apparently you see, according to the Rush, right, a very great Chiddush, right, and that is that the Kriya of Parsha Zachar is Midaraisa, but the need for Tzibur is Daraisa. All Tosfos said, Brachos Nav Gimel, is you need a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Zikaron B'Sefer. Pashem Shad, that would mean I as a Yachid can take out a Sefer Torah and I have a Zikron B'Sefer. But the Rush seems to assume that no, that there's a Din Tzibur Daraisa when it comes to Parsha Zachar. Again, the Lashon HaRush in Perek Zayin HaBrachos and Simen Chav, the lo mistaberli demari basara Daraisa, kagon lekriyash Parsha Zachar, Shemen HaTorah. It's not mistaber to say that Hachamei Askinan was Parsha Zachar, which is the Asara Daraisa. That's a very important Chiddush. Maybe you see also further Chiddush according to the Rush. If it was referring to Parsha Zachar, isn't this on Shabbos? Are you allowed to be Meshachar and Eved on Shabbos? No, maybe according to the Rush you can. Maybe one can be Meshachar and Eved on Shabbos. Interesting Chiddush. Tosfos discusses in Beitzin of Yitzayim and Aleph, the Mishnah tells us in Mekadshin, you can't make Kinyanim, right? You can't marry a woman on Shabbos. There's an Isser. Tosfos discusses, what about Megarshin? Would Gerishin be allowed? Because what's the difference in Kedushin as opposed to Gerishin? Kedushin is a Kinyan, is a Hakna. Mashen comes to Gerishin, there one is relinquishing. Maybe one could argue an interesting Chiddush that renouncing, relinquishing ownership, maybe that's not part of the Gzeira of Mekoch HaMemkar. The Miri discusses in Shabbos, for example, on Kuchav Zayim Abeis, can you be mafkir something on Shabbos? Is hefker considered to be part of the gzeras mekach memkar? I can't acquire something on Shabbos, but can I be mafkir something on Shabbos? That's what the Miri discusses. This is very relevant because that's the Ramban's kasha against Tosos from Sochem and Avdal Dma Beis. The Tosos says bitul chametz works mitam hefker. On mafkir my chametz. One of the kashas the Ramban raises, he said, what do you mean? This year, our Pesach falls on Shabbos. So when you mevalti your chametz? On Shabbos, that should be aser. Because the Ramban assumes, just as you can't make a hakna on Shabbos, even siluk, even relinquishing ownership, even hefker is forbidden on Shabbos and on Yontif. That's what the Miri questions. Maybe that's not true. Right? This is just interesting. Mari Makom, that if a person owns an eved, and he relinquishes any right to an Eved, he's Meshachar as Eved, would that be allowed on Shabbos? maybe this Rosh seems to assume that yes, unless you'll argue that's part of the mitzvah shani. It's an issur d'rabbanan, but l'tzorach mitzvah for the kriya parshas ofer. Then it's considered in fact to be mutter. But again, the sheet of Tosus that needed a kriya mitoch ha'ksav, and the Rosh that tzibur is necessary as well. He pointed out that diuk in the Ramban. The Ramban uses the term parshas ofer b'tzibur. One of the difficulties of both of these shittas, whether the kriya is b'yachid, the kriya is b'tzibur, is the following issue we discussed earlier in the Rambam. How often is this mitzvah? How often is this mitzvah to be performed? Very unclear. According to the Rambam, you understand very well, lizkor tamid. I would not read Parsha Zachar tamid. You don't need Parsha Zachar for the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. But if you assume as Tosas Hashitin of Kri Mitoch HaKsav, or the Rush, do you need a Kri Mitoch HaKsav at Tzibur? How often do you have this? Well, the answer is once a year. Is once a year sufficient? For what the Torah tells us, Zachar Es Asher Asalach HaMalek. And on what basis? So if you look in the Maram Shik, the Maram Shik has a Chibur and Taryag Mitzvahs. There it's found in Mitzvah Tav Reish Hei. The Maram Shik writes the name of the Chassam Sofer the following Chiddush. Then it's based on a Gemara. The context is very different in Brachos Dav Nun Ches Amad Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Ein Hameis Nishtakach Min Halev Elachar Shnimasar Chodesh. After already the year of Avelus, the impact of the loss wanes. It's not as intense as it was before. Rabbi Kvega writes, that's the minhag, for example, of having a Hakamas HaMatzeva at Yud Beis Chodesh. Because if the purpose of a matzeva is to serve as a reminder, and the Gemara writes that Ein Hameis Nishtakach Min Ela Achar Shnimasar Chodesh, so minhag, that's the minhag of having Hakamas HaMatzeva at that particular time. When otherwise some degree of shichu begin to set in, now it's necessary to have a matzeva, some form of a reminder. So the Maram Shik writes, studying the Chassam Sofer a Chiddush, that if there's a mitzvah of Zachar, and the Gemara says, Lachar Shnimasar Chodesh Shicha, no, maybe putting these together, you need a yearly reminder. A yearly reminder. And the Maram Shik raised with the Chassam Sofer the following issue: what about this year, which is a leap year? So we are leaning Parsha Zachar now, but it's been 13 months since we heard it last year. That already is beyond the window of time of Ein Hameis Nishtakach Min Halev. So the Maram Shik suggested, and he said the Chassam Sofer answered that was his practice as well. When you have that leap year, to have in mind the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, not only before Purim, but during the summer months when you lay in Kiseitse. Because if you're going to wait until Purim, right, that window of time is too long. It's 13 months from the previous Kriya. Chassam Sofer also discusses this in Eben Ezer and the Tshuvas and Simen Kuf Yud Tes. But that is a difficulty. If you hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of a kri mitoch haksav, if it's a zecher l'Purim, as the Rambam would assume, so good, once a year, you'll lay in Parsha Zachar. But if you really assume it's mikra hadin, a kri mitoch haksav, right, the once a year is not so simple. Is there any relationship between zechira samalek and mechia samalek? Mechia Samalek is also mitzvah d'oraisa. Timcha Zeicher Amalek. And there is a chiyuv of mitzvah Zaseh of Zachar. As mentioned, the Rambam placed them in the same halacha, Perakei Halacha He, seeming to indicate that certainly they are related. In other words, the mitzvah Zechira is a reminder of our obligation of Timcha Zeicher Amalek. The Ramban seems to indicate that. At the very end of Parshas Kiseitze, that same Ramban. Ramban writes that Shlo Tishkach Masha Asalanu Amalek Ad Shinimche Shmo Mitachas Hashamayim. We can't forget what Amalek did to us Ad Shinimche Shmo. In other words, the Ramban writes part of the mitzvah Sechira is that we should be mindful of our obligation of Timche Zeich Amalek. Although this certainly is not explicit, but as a diuk, there are Rishonim, for example, the Bahag and the Yireim, that don't count Zechiras HaMalek in Taryag Mitzvahs. They count Mechias HaMalek, they don't count Zechiras HaMalek. One possible approach is, look, based on this Rambam, based on the Ramban, that if the purpose of Zechira is a reminder of our obligation to Mechiyas Amalek, maybe one could argue a Chiddush, that Zechira is not even to be framed as an independent mitzvah, but rather as a detail within the broader obligation of Mechiyas Amalek. And maybe that can account for the common view in Gaonim, the Yireim, the Bahag, that Zechira is not counted as a mitzvah independently. The Sefer HaChinuch in Tafresh Gimel links these mitzvahs very explicitly. Who is obligated in this mitzvah of Zechira Samalaik? So the Sefer HaChinuch assumes two chidushim. Chidush number one is the following. Women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek. That's his assumption. Why is that true? Mechiyas Amalek means to wage war against Amalek. The Chinuch refers you to the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Beis that you're familiar with, that Ein Darko Shel Isha Lasos Mochama. Women do not wage war. The context of the Gemara is very different. The context of the Gemara is the following. The Gemara wants to know whether the term derech, is that zach or is that nekeva? So the Gemara says the following. Well, we have a pasuk that tells us, b'derech echad yetzalecho v'shiva drachim yanus lifanecho. When it comes to war, the pasuk says, echad, shiva, now use lashon zachar. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's because you're dealing with war, darko shel ish lashon smochama. The context of the Gemara is not lahalacha. The context of the Gemara is understanding why does the pasuk use lashon zachar at times when it comes to derech, sometimes nekeva when it comes to derech. So the Gemara answers because zachar can be derech can be sometimes zachar, sometimes nekeva, depending on the context. When it comes to waging battle, darko shel ish lasos mocham, and that's what the pasuk says b'derech echad yitzelecha v'shiva drachim yinus lefanecha. So Sefer HaChinuch takes this the next step and says a great chiddush that women are exempt from aspects of mochama. Women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek. And then the chiddush al gabei chiddush of the Chinuch is that women are also exempt from Zechiras Amalek. Because if Zechiras Amalek is in order to serve as a reminder of our obligation of Mechia, only those who are obligated in Mechia are obligated in Zechira. If you look at the Menchas Chinuch, Menchas Chinuch puts forward two different questions. Number one is the following. Mechiyas Amalek is Mochemes Mitzvah. And doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Sot and Daf Mem Dalet, when it comes to Mochemes Mitzvah, HaKol Yotzim Afilu Kalam Ichu Pasa? If you look in the Radvaz, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Malachim, the Radvaz writes, you know, that's true, HaKol Yotzim. It doesn't mean to battle. It means everyone's affected by Mochama. The Kala's affected. Right? Because again, everybody plays a role in Mochama. There's fighting, there's support services, some people on the front line, some people are doing things at home. So again, the Radvaz writes, HaKol Yotzim does not mean, mamish, that everybody fights the battle. But the Menchas Chinuch writes, he thinks women are obligated in Mechiyas Amalek. And then the Menchas Chinuch questions, and even if you'll argue that's not true, how do you know that what is true of Mechiyas Amalek is true of Zechiras Amalek? Maybe women could be exempt from the Melchama aspect, but they're obligated in Zechira. But that's the Chiddush al Gabei Chiddush of the Shita of the Chinuch, that women are exempt from both. If you look in the Vinyan Siyum, in Simen Ches, the one who posed the Kasha, the Maksha, had the following very interesting Raya. A Raya to the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are exempt from Zechira Samalek. His right was that Gemara mentioned earlier, that Sigin Brachas Tapem Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer Shichrab Lashlim Al Asara. So what did the Rush say? Maybe you'll tell me it was referring to Parsha Zachar. No, not Mistaber, the Gemara doesn't say so. So the one who posed the Kasha, the BNC, and says, wait a second, if it's Parsha Zachar, isn't an Eved Kanani obligated? No? And Eved Kanani is Dino Kisha. Oh, it must be, the Maksha said like the Sefer HaChinuch, women are exempt from Zechiras Amalek. And therefore, an Eved Kanani is exempt from Mechina Gamalai, because when it comes to mitzvahs dino kiisha, lala miisha. And therefore, you're right. You have to mishach your Eved for the minion, because as is, he's ain't a mechuyav b'davar. So the binyan scene was marcha d'raya and said the following chiddush. This is also an important concept. No, maybe women are obligated. And Eved Kanani is obligated in Zechira Samalaik. But if you hold that Zechira Samalaik requires a minion, can women be counted as part of that minion or not? That's the chiddush of the binyan sion. Even if women are obligated in Zechira Samalek, even if an Eved Kanani is obligated, they can't be counted as the tzibur. It's an interesting chiddush. If women are obligated in a particular mitzvah, can they be counted as the tzibur? Comes up in a Megillah, for example. Right? We assume that the bracha of Harabes Riveinu was only recited if you have a tzibur. So, if there's a Kriyas HaMegillah and many women are present, you say the bracha of Harabes Riveinu. Yaakov Endman raises the issue, for example, regarding Kiddush Hashem. Women are obligated in Kiddush Hashem. We know there's a marked difference between Kiddush Hashem B'tzina as opposed to B'frahesia, B'asara. Are women necessarily included in that concept of Tzibur, Tov B'nai Yisrael? Maybe one could argue that irrespective of whether they're obligated individually, maybe not part of the Tzibur. Maybe one could be Marched the Kasha that was raised to the Binyan Sion in another way also. Generally speaking, it's absolutely true that lala misha, that the chiyuv of an eved in mitzvos is comparable to that of an isha, lala misha. So therefore, if an eved is exempt from mitzvah shazman grama, women are exempt from mitzvah shazman grama, eved is exempt from mitzvah shazman grama. But what about mitzvos, for example, that deal with the history of Klal Yisrael? History of Klal Yisrael. And women are obligated because they are part of Klal Yisrael. And Eved Kanani who lacks the Kedushas Yisrael, is he also obligated in these mitzvahs? Women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, no? That's one of the cases of Afein Haboso Nes, the Sugya Megillah Daf Daled. Is an Eved obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah? When the Rambam writes, the Hakol Chayavim, the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rambam writes, Avadim Mishuchrorim. And Eved Kanani is exempt from Kriyas HaMegillah. And Eved Mishuchror is obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why, don't you see that there's a difference in Eved and Isha when it comes to mitzvos? Yeah, one could argue, it's very mistaber. If you're dealing with those mitzvos that are a result, a function of our historical experience, well, an Eved Kanani who lacks a full Kedushas Yisrael, maybe it's not obligated in those. Maybe one could argue that even if a woman is obligated, an Eved is not. Just like the Rambam writes when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, an Eved is exempt, even though an Eved is Dino Kisha. There's even a Pasuk in the Megillah, no? Who's obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah? Well, everybody's obligated, and the Pasuk used the term Hakol Nilvin. Nilvin, what does it mean? And anyone who joins Klal Yisrael. Right? Nilvin Aleihem. So what does Rashi write? What does Nilvin Aleihem mean? Rashi writes Miklas Esther, Gerim. But isn't that unusual? You have a Pasuk that tells you Gerim are obligated in celebrating Purim. And what about every other mitzvah? I don't have a Pasuk. Gerim are exempt. See, but with this context, you understand, no? If you're dealing with a mitzvah that tells us to celebrate our history, right, our historical destiny, well, the Megillah sees it necessary to have a pasuk to tell us that a ger also does this. As though you would have argued that, what do you mean, since this is not his yichus, he's exempt. And in a Hanami, maybe when it comes to Eved Kanani, who doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael fully, maybe he's still exempt. But this issue of the Sefer HaChinuch, again, a Chiddush, that only those who are obligated in Mechiyas HaMalek are obligated in Zechira HaMalek. That's an important Chiddush. This, the Mishnah Brura, highlights this issue in Tafresh Pehe, in Sivkot and Tez Zayin, responding to the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Let's say, for example, a person doesn't hear the Kriya Parsha Zachar. The Magen Avraham writes he can be Yotze with the Kriya Satorah Purim morning. He's going to hear the Kriya in Parshas B'Shalach. And the Magen Avraham writes you're Yotze with Parshas B'Shalach. So the Mishnah Berurah just questions the following. Is that necessarily true? If the purpose of the mitzvah of Zechira is to echo, is to emphasize our obligation of Timche Zecher Amalek, maybe you need Bedavka Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze is our mitzvah. If you have Parshas B'Shalach, you get the impression almost that the opposite is true, no? In Parshas B'Shalach, Ki Macho Emche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will do so. I will do so. True, you mentioned the theme of Amalek, but if the purpose of Zechira is that there should be an ongoing remembrance of our responsibility of Mechia, then perhaps Parshas B'Shalach isn't sufficient. Again, that Har of the Mishnah, the Mishnah refers to the Ramban, quotes the Ramban, of the link between Zechira as opposed to Mechia Samalek. One could even argue as follows. That Chiddush of the Rosh, that Tzibur is necessary for Zechira Samalek. Mehecha Taisi. I didn't Tzibur? Why? Why should that be true? Well, perhaps that must be understood along these lines as well. That we don't view Zechira as a completely independent mitzvah. Zechira goes hand in hand with Mechia Samalek. As we'll discuss, Mechia Samalek. Is that a Chovas Yachid or is that a Chovas HaTzibur? There are many indications, Poshav Shat in the Rambam Shita, that Mechia Samalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. The Ram describes in Perakei Vilchos Malachim, you appoint a king, right? The king establishes the army, you fulfill the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek. The Rambam presents Mechia Samalek as a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas Yachid, not as a Chovas HaPrat. Perhaps it's for that reason that Rishonim insist on a tzibur for Parsha Zachar. Because the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek is a din tzibur. In this respect, the role of Yachid in tzibur, you find a very striking contrast in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perakei Hilchos Malachim, is mentioned, discusses the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek, Mechia Samalek. That's in Perakei Halacha Hey. One halacha earlier, Perakei Halacha Dalet, the Rambam discusses Hachrim Tachrimim, the mitzvah of annihilating the Shiva Amimim. Hachrim Tachrimim, in Dvarim Perak Zayin. And if you read the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, and then you read the Rambam in Halacha Hey, there seem to be noticeable differences between the mitzvah of Shiva Amimim as opposed to the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek. The Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet the following, that mitzvah to say lahachrim Shiva Amimim, shenemar hachrim tachrimim. The Rambam writes the following now, v'chol sheba liyado echad mehem, and anyone who happens to meet up with any of them, who confronts any one of them, v'lo harago, and he doesn't kill that person, right, over below saseh, shenemar lo sechaya kol neshama. The Rambam is clear, this is a chovas haprat. V'chol sheba liyado, chovas yachid. The Rambam does not describe this in the context of milchama. V'chol sheba liyado echad mehem. Then the Rambam concludes the halacha, however, v'kvar avdu v'avad zichrom. But don't worry, these nations were lost. We do not have the Shiva Amin any longer. The Radvaz, right, refers you to what the Gemara writes, what the Rambam writes, in the end of Perek Beis Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Bo Sancheriv, who Bilbil Es Kol Ha'ulam. Sancheriv came, he conquered, plundered different nations, groups were exiled, so the whole world became confused. In other words, that the people who are, right, living in these locations are not necessarily the Mitzrim of old, not the people of Edom of old. The Rambam writes this when it comes to Shivamin, Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichram. And the Rambam, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, writes this when it comes to Mitzrim. Look, the Pasuk says you can't marry Mitzrim. Only Dor Shlishi Yavo. What about Bizman Hazeh? The Rambam refers you. Someone lives in Mitzrayim. He's a Mitzri. Oh, his grandfather was a Mitzrayim. Yeah, but the Gemara says there came a time that everyone was exiled. These are not necessarily the Mitzrayim of old. So these are two chidushim that the Rambam formulates when it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim. Number one, V'chol Shebali Yado, Achovas Yachid. Number two, Kfar Ovdu V'Ovad Zichron. You come to Halacha, hey, Mechia Samalek, the Rambam does not mention those two stipulations. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to say La'abed Zera Amalek. And then the Rambam tells you the mitzvah of this Kortamid. Here the Rambam does not add V'chol Shebali Yado. The implication of the Rambam seems to be that maybe regarding Mechia Samalek that's not true. That's a chovas haklal. Waging melchama, that's a chovas hatzibur. In fact, in the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Ein hamelech nilcham tchila. Right? They have a melech, and the melech has his army, and he wages war against Amalek. The clear impression that you have is that this is a chovas haklal. And that line in the Rambam, v'chol shebali yado, the Rambam has when it comes to Shivamim, and not when it comes to Amalek. And even a further difference, the Rambam concluded Halacha Dal telling us Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichram. The Rambam doesn't mention that when it comes to Amalek. That's pretty important. Now, shouldn't the Rambam say, but realize that this is no longer fully applicable? The Rambam doesn't say that. Those are two glaring differences, the two chidushim of the Rambam. When it comes to Shivamim, the Rambam omits when it comes to Amalek. If you look in Sefer HaChinuch, you also find a couple of additional differences between Shivam as opposed to Amalek. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei is the Mitzvah Harigas Shiva Amamim. Tav Reish Dalet is the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So if you look at those two pieces in Sefer HaChinuch, you find important differences as well. Tav Chaf Hei, Shiv Amin, the Chinuch writes the following. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zecharam uv'nekevos. Chiddush. We just saw the Chinuch. And Tav Reish Gimel regarding Zechir, and Tav Reish Dalet regarding Mechia. Zechir HaSamalek, Mechia HaSamalek, only men, not women. The Rambam writes, the Chinuch writes regarding Mechia, that it's only, right, Al Hazachari Mutal Chiyuv Lahargam. Here, when it comes to Shivami, but no, I guess Mitzvah Zuv is Zacharam of Nekevos. Even a further difference. When it comes to Shivami, here again, the Chinuch writes, if Bali Yodo Echad Mehem, and let's say you're in such a situation, you meet up with one of the members of the Shiva Amin. V'yachol Ahargo Belishi Yistakim Badavar. And you can kill them without putting yourself in danger. You must do so. And if you don't, you're Mevatel Mitzvah Sasei. V'achrim Tachrimim. And violate this Yisraelav HaOsachai Kol Neshama. So here, right, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that Chiddush. That if Bali Yodo Echad Mehem, you have to react unless, right, you're putting yourself at personal risk. When it comes to Amalek and Tav Reish Dalet, here the Sefer HaChinuch, right, only Zecharim are obligated in Mechias Amalek. And here, the Chinuch writes the following. Va'over al zeh, if a person violates Mechias Amalek, and here the Chinuch, ubo liyado echad mizara shel Amalek, you meet up with someone from Amalek, and v'yesh sipik biyado l'argo, and you could kill them, and you don't do so, bitul mitzvah saseh. Now that's against the Rambam. Now, our diuk in the Rambam was that the Rambam only mentions v'chol shebali yado when it comes to halacha da, not halacha hey, It's interesting. Sefer HaChinuch mentions it in both. Ubali yado echad mehem. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Tav Chafei in reference to Shivamim, and Tav Reish Dalet when it comes to Amalek as well. Bali yado. But there is a difference. In Tav Chafei, Shivamim, the Sefer HaChinuch gave us a way out, no? Believe she is stuck in a davar, but of course, not if it means putting yourself at risk. It's interesting that the Chinuch does not mention that caveat in Tav Reish Dalet. If Bali yado echad mizara shel Amalek, velo harago, bitul mitzvah sasei. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch does not say, but of course, who believes she's talking with them. So, number one, this chiddush of Sefer HaChinuch against the Rambam, that even Mechiyas Amalek is a chovas haprat. Bali yado echad mehem, against the Rambam. If you look in the Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk of Kiyad al Keiska, the Kriya Satara for Purim morning, there also the Ramban emphasizes that the mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek is mutal al Melech Yisrael, it's a chiyav on the tzibur, the melech that leads the tzibur into battle, not al kol yachid v'yachid. And if you take a look at the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kiseitzei, Meshech Chachma also distinguishes between aspects of yachid and aspects of tzibur. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kiseitzei quotes Rashi. Rashi and then in Parshas Kiseitzei is quoting the Mechilta. That Shlo Yehe Shem Amalek Nizkar. What does it mean, Timche Zecher Amalek? There shouldn't be any remembrance. The name Amalek should not even be mentioned. What does that mean? Afilo Al Behema. Even a Behema of Amalek cannot be kept alive. Because someone will say that Behema Zushal Amalek Aysa. Zecher Amalek means thorough annihilation. Meshech Chachma writes an interesting Chiddush that concept, that everything should be destroyed, even the Tzon or the Bakar, that's only part of the Chiyuv Tzibur when there's a Din Melech Yisrael B'Shas Mochama. Shalom B'Shas Mochama, that does not apply. So several possible differences between Shiv Amin as opposed to Amalek. One, the Rambam Shita, that Shiv Amin is a Chovas HaPrat, Amalek seems to be a Chovas HaTzibur. The second difference in the Rambam, Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichram, there are mentions in Shiv Amin, not when it comes to Amalek. The third difference in the Sefer HaChinuch, B'Lishi Yistakein B'Davar, the Chinuch gives us a way out of Shiv Amin, but the Chinuch does not mention that when it comes to Amalek. And the fourth difference we saw when it comes to the obligation of women. The Chinuch writes that everyone is obligated in Hachrim Tachrimim, but not when it comes to Mechiyas Amalek. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch in Tav Chafei, when the Chinuch adds that line, Shiv Amin, believe she's talking about davar, that's that famous comment of the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Tav Chafei. What does it mean, believe she's talking about davar? Without risk? Where do you ever have such a thing? Battle without risk? What does that mean? No, that's that line of the Minchas Chinuch, no? The Torah tells you to wage war, but if there's any risk, yistakei b'davar, don't do so. Well, of course, every milchama involves risk. And if you're going to tell me that pikuach nefesh is doche milchama, where do you ever have milchama? Mamish, only al yidei nisim gluyim, that there's no risk factor, there's no risk of potential loss of life. As the Minchas Chinuch writes, "Sarach yin chazinan da Torah gazalum cholayhem." The Torah says you have to fight the Shiv Amim. So what do you mean? It's duchuy because of sakana. That's not what battle means. Battle means despite the fact that Torah recognizes that the battle is a very difficult, unfortunate situation, but nonetheless, that's the Sarach yin of the Minchas Chinuch. Perhaps the response to this comment to the Minchas Chinuch, it is relevant in the broader contrast of Shivamin as opposed to Amalek. Both when it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim, as well as when it comes to Mechias Amalek, how do we view this? Is this considered to be a Chovas HaMilchama, or is this simply a mitzvah shebeprat? Is this to be understood in terms of milchama, in its broader application? Or is this simply to be understood in terms of mitzvah? For example, the Sefer HaChinuch maintains throughout the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are exempt from dinei and chiyuvei milchama. Anything that involves milchama, that's the chinuch always assumes. Ein darko shel ish ala shel milchama, and therefore these halachos not apply to them. If you look in mitzvah taf kuf chafei of the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch there deals with lo sarah tzipneihem, that one is not allowed to express fear in the face of an enemy b'shas milchama. Here the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the benohegis mitzvah zu b'zacharim. This doesn't apply to women, because kilohem lehilachem bizman shiyusel adam masam. If you look there as well in the Chinuch and Tavkuf Chav Zayin, where the Chinuch discusses again the concept of Melchemes Rishus, that one is only allowed to fight the Melchemes Rishus kimishbar hakasul, as the Torah allows. Yeah, also the Chinuch writes, that only applies b'zacharim, it doesn't apply b'nekevos. There are many such examples. The klalei hamolchama, the mitzvah samolchama, chova samolchama, does not apply to women, only applies to men. And that's exactly what the Chinuch writes when it comes to mechia samalek. Women are exempt because ein darko shalashos samolchama. What does that show you al pidin that mechia samalek is dinei milchama? A very meduyak, kiyar al keiska milchama Hashem b'malek midor dar. That's to be viewed in the context of milchama. That's part of the mitzvah samilchama. What about hachrim tachrimim? Here the Rambam says the following chiddush: kol shebo liyado. No? A person meets a member of the Shivamim. There's a chiyuv of lo sechay kol neshama of hachrim tachrimim. What's the chiddush in the Rambam Shita? Apparently, exactly this point. Hachrim tachrimim lo sechay kol neshama is a mitzvah. Mashein came when it comes to Amalek. That's defined in terms of milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek. That's exactly that diuk in the Rambam. Why the Rambam understands that Chol Shevaliyado only applies to Hachrim Tachrimim, Shiva Amimim, is mitzvah, but not when it comes to Amalek. Amalek is only a Chovas HaTzibur. Chovas HaTzibur. That Poshav Shat is the difference in Sefer HaChinuch, that even though the Sefer HaChinuch exempts women from Mechias Amalek, but the Sefer HaChinuch is explicit that women are obligated in Hachrim Tachrimim to the extent that they can. If they can't, there's undue risk, Yistakim Medavar, they're not. But all things being equal, in principle, they're not exempt. Dinei milchama only apply to zacharim, not nekevos. Hachrim tachrim is not midin lechama. That's a chovas hayochid, as the Rambam writes. Interesting chiddush. One caveat, even though we did point out that the Chinuch writes v'chol shebo liyado in both contexts, not only in dealing with taf chafei shivamim, but also when it comes to Amalek, but still just a further modification. When it comes to Mechias Amalek, even individually, even your individual involvement, your individual expression, is still part of Milchama Hashem Alek Midor Dor. Could very well be that the Chinuch does not disagree. This is what Rosh Hashanah suggested. That the Rambam Shita is Amalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. Shivamin, the Rambam writes, V'chol Shabal Yado. A mitzvah as opposed to Dinei Milchama. The Chinuch could also agree with that. V'haraya Nashim. The Chinuch says women are obligated in Shiva Amin, but women are exempt from Amalek. I, the Rambam also writes, V'chol Shabal Yado, is part of the Dinei Milchama. Not because it's not Dinei Milchama, Chovas HaMilchama. The Torah says that Milchama Sheva Malik. And even in an individual confrontation, that is called Milchama. But it's clear from the Chinuch, it has the Dina Milchama, and women are considered to be exempt. Rav Weiss went a step further and said the following, and that Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, Sakana, where should Sakana play a role? When it comes to Milchama, Sakana is not a reason to exempt you. Every battle, by definition, involves sakana. Maybe that's exactly the chiddush. You're right. When it comes to milchama, then the Minchas Chinuch is absolutely right. We don't assume apikoch nefesh is dolch et dinei milchama. We point out an interesting diuk in the Sefer HaChinuch. No, the Sefer HaChinuch only writes that there's an exemption of sakana when it comes to hachrim tachrimim, not when it comes to Amalek. Maybe he had a sentence. It's exactly that point. Minchas Chinuch is 100% right. When it comes to Dinei Milchama, then we don't assume Bilvad Shistakim Medavar. And therefore, the Sefer Chinuch does not write that at all when it comes to Amalek. When it comes to Echovas Yachir of Hachrim Tachrimim, yes, so then that person is not to put himself at under risk. Precisely because that's not Dinei Milchama. In terms of that further diuk in the Rambam, then why is it when the Rambam writes regarding Shivamim, the Rambam says, Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichram, and not when it comes to Mechia Samalek? Here I suggested an interesting chiddush. Who has the status of Shiva Amim? What does that mean? The nations that inhabited, that occupied Eretz Yisrael? Maybe the following Chiddush. That you only have the status of Shiva Amim when they are a national entity. Maybe even further. Maybe only within Eretz Yisrael. Right? What happened? Right? Bnei Yisrael was told to conquer Eretz Yisrael. There were nations that occupied Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. Let's assume there is no national identity. You don't have a group parading itself as being from the Shiva Amim. They're not acting that mispaked ka'am as a national unit. And maybe even furthermore, maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael. If there would be the unit of these people in Afghanistan, there's no halacha of hachrim tachrimim. It means to have a national identity in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes, kvar avdu v'avad zichram. The Rambam writes, that doesn't exist bizman hazeh. We don't have a national entity of Kananim. Again, there are two halves to the Kiddush. One is that it has to be a national unit. The other is, maybe one could even argue, a national unit that is occupying Eretz Yisrael. Today you have neither. That's not true when it comes to Amalek. Here, Timche Zeich Amalek. Now, as we mentioned, Rashi's Mechilta, Afilu Behemos Amalek. Any Zechira whatsoever. No one should be able to say that this animal belonged to a member of Amalek. There, the guidelines of Amalek are not only when Amalek is functioning as, right, a unified nation, or only when Amalek is occupying Eretz Yisrael. Timche Zeich Amalek. And therefore, the Ram does not add Avad Zichram. Avad Zichram doesn't mean that individually. Avad Zichram perhaps means that they're no longer functioning on that national level. And therefore, if that is true, that is fully relevant when it comes to Shivamim, but not necessarily when it comes to, right, the cases of Mechias Amalek. Maybe that's a further clear difference between them. Ha'achrim Tachrim meant that simply you can't allow them to have, right, a secure place in Eretz Yisrael, functioning as a nation, but not necessarily when it comes to Zechiras Amalek. Zechiras Amalek, Mechias Amalek, even applies unto a Yochid, even applies to Behemoth Shel Amalek. And in that case, that's perhaps why the Rambam writes Avad Zichram only in that context as well. It's quoted by Shem Reb Chaim, right, the further possibility, a very, very great Chiddush, that maybe one could even suggest that Amalek should not be understood merely as a nationality. Maybe Amalek means those who maintain, who reflect, who represent the ideals of Amalek. Nechesholem acharecha v'lo yirei Elokim. Complete denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who pounce down the innocent ones, the weak ones of the Tzibur. Maybe one could argue that in that context Amalek represents Mochama Shem Amalek midor dor. Not necessarily that a person who has the yichus of Amalek in every generation, but in every generation there will be that group that will outright deny and wage not the standard kibush mochama, but nechesh shalem acharecha. Shiva Amamin is defined in terms of nationality. Maybe one could suggest that Amalek is defined in terms of the broader character traits. A very great chiddush, but if that's true, you understand very well why the Rambam does not write that Avad Zichram, that possibility. These are several differences. Again, but also highlight the role, as the Rambam writes, of Tzibur when it comes to Amalek. Not a Chovas HaPrat, a Chovas HaTzibur. Maybe that gives rise, that possibly in the Rosh, the Ramban, the role of Tzibur even for Zechira Samalek is, after all, as the Ramban writes, that the purpose of Zechira is in order to underscore, right, the obligation on the Tzibur of Timche Zechira Amalek. Okay, next week we'll discuss for the second half of the week some Kriya Samagila, Shalach Manos, Matalos Ebyonim, and all the Dinei Purim.